Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. Our lines are open if you'd like to join us, and I know we've got a couple cars. I've got one on hold already. 316-869-1330. As always, if you miss an episode, you can always listen to the podcast. We try and get them up either the same day or the next day, but they're on the KNSS website. Our website should be up here really soon, if not this week. Facebook as well. But if you, and you can also reach me there. You call studio. You can, if you've got questions, or email. But we really appreciate the response that we've been getting. It's been fantastic, so I appreciate that. Real quick, I do have a caller on the line, so I will see if we can take him real quick. Andrew, this is, you're on with John Whitmer. How are you this evening?
Doing great. Thank you. Hey, as you've started out the show, and I, as the guest that you've mentioned who you've got coming up, I'm catching a theme, and it's one I think that if you could keep it in mind during your discussions tonight, I think it might be useful, because, you know, it's that old thing about we heard Pelosi and so forth this week complaining that we needed to have bipartisanship, that we needed to see compromise.
Yeah.
That's the nature of politics, that's how it's done. But you notice that, John, I'm trying to remember. I know it's been a few months, but back last session, towards the end of it, what was Serpenthead? I'm sorry, Jim Ward. Where was he standing on the issue of compromise?
Wow, you caught me. You caught me by surprise with that one. You know, Jim, generally, his definition of compromise is when we cave to their demands.
Yeah, I think I see that happening at the state, at the county, at the federal. Yeah, that seems to be the socialist definition of compromise: is you give us what we want, or we're going to call you names.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll unleash the social justice warriors, and we'll let the media have a few rounds with you. So, you know, I think that as we go through things tonight, I think we probably ought to go back and look at. Back when Lincoln was there, the idea of what politics is supposed to be, not what the media has redefined it as, and that is, you know, especially back in the foundations of the system, where you state your position, you have your core position, you state your position, and then you express it in such a way that people are drawn to your position. You don't compromise your ethics. You don't compromise your morals. You know, and there are things with which it is certainly okay to have, you know, some give and take on, you know, the seating placements and so forth. But there are certain things that I think that we need to go ahead and hold that line, that we need to not be bipartisan, that we need to have discriminating taste, that we need to have a core of principles, because unfortunately, as so many of the things that you started out the show with tonight, according to the socialists that are running the farm up there in Topeka and in Washington, all animals are created alike, just that some are more equal than others.
Well, and you make a good point, and the sad part is when you disagree, you know, you should be able to disagree without being disagreeable, and you should be able to disagree without the name calling. And I cannot tell you how many times sitting on the House floor, we would be engaging in a good debate, and someone from typically the left, I can't recall in my 4 years in the legislature, Republicans ever doing this, but every time, in particular on funding issues, regards specifically with education. You know, the Democrats would come down and we'd sit through, we being the whole body, would sit through 2 to 3 hours where Democrats called Republicans without using foul language, every name in the book, for not being willing to fund school. We hate kids and we hate teachers and we want to see children fail and we want to hold back education and we want, and it was the cats and dogs, you know, lying together and the world was going to come to an end and we hate all because we were wanting to be more fiscally responsible and with your taxpayer money, or we wanted to make sure that that money was being spent in the classroom, getting teachers that money instead of, say, on Taj Mahal buildings or administrative pay that has grown by 40% in the last 10 years. And anytime you bring that up, oh, you hate kids. And that's the sad part.
And so going forward, I think we as constituents, we as parents, we as citizens, as legislators, and all of that, I think it's important that I think we really understand what they're asking us to do. When we have the Speaker of the House simply stating, I reject your facts, this is the equivalent of the three-year-old sticking their fingers in their ears going, nah, 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 I cannot hear you. Is that someone we really, really want to compromise with?
Well, fortunately, Jim Ward won't be the Speaker of the House. So
That's true.
But and he's not minority leader either anymore.
Well, and I'm sure he left quite a few little minions up there. Oh, wait. That's right. He's got some reinforcements from what's her name? Babs.
Barbara Beaulieu and Stephanie Clayton.
Barbara Bolflinger. That's right. So your incoming friends that you've got with you in studio tonight, they're going to have their own challenges of people that are going to ask them to be bipartisan and ask them to compromise. I think we all need to, as we go forth, remember, you know, what do we stand for and who are we compromising with?
Well, you know, and there are lots of rooms to compromise in areas that we can give and take, but I think you're right. The key is to keep your core principles. And Drew, thank you for calling. And boy, you're always your insights are spot on, and it's always – I have to keep that little mute button so you don't catch me laughing half the time. So, he does make a good point, though, folks, about the double standard. We see it so often. It relates back to what I was saying just in that first segment about the way conservatives and Republicans in particular are treated versus the way the opposition expects us to treat them. And it truly is a double standard. There isn't a whole lot of respect for, if you're pro-life, you can't make a decision based on that. But we have to respect your belief. But because I'm pro-life or because I believe in traditional marriage or something like that, that makes you a bigot or a sexist or a homophobe or insert whatever name that they want to put on it and label. And that's the unfortunate part. When we come back after the break, we will get to these two new state reps who are no doubt looking forward to getting up to Topeka and enjoying the lavish accommodations available to them as they prepare their legislative careers. So you're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back.